From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey with today's RM World Travel Minute. You know, for most of us when we travel, if we haven't driven to our destination in our own vehicles, renting a car is probably the next most popular way to get around. But when visiting a big city, maybe mass transit or some type of car service is the preferred route. And in many cities overseas, that's probably much more true. When Mary and I haven't driven to our destination in our own vehicle or renting a car doesn't make as much sense for whatever trip we're on, we typically hire an executive car service with a driver or we use local taxis. And one of the reasons we do this is because these drivers have to meet a certain requirement to get their job, they're insured, in most cases they're licensed, and our money mainly goes back directly into that community. Now I know some people opt for Uber or Lyft, that's just not how we roll. A growing option we'll all be encountering more frequently are driverless cars or robo-taxis. What are your thoughts on hopping into a driverless car to get to your next location? They certainly take some getting used to, but why aren't they less expensive? Share your thoughts with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And until the next time we're back with you, have a great day, everyone.